on our agenda, which is the report of the Chair of the Due Process Oversight Committee. Scott, you have the floor.
Thank you, Michelle. Well, the Due Process Oversight Committee met on Tuesday for our normal meeting during these trustee sessions. We, as is our custom, we received a report on the progress in the technical projects since our last meeting. This included the financial instruments, which we just heard about with the imminent publication of IFRS 9 and the discussion paper on macro hedging. We also heard a report on insurance contracts, leases, revenue recognition with the establishment of the transition resource group that Hans mentioned, the conceptual framework, disclosure initiative, and the narrow scope projects. The DPOC noted that the proposals on several of these projects, especially insurance and leases, remain controversial, and the committee was informed of the ISB's ongoing outreach and dialogue with stakeholders to achieve good outcomes. Overall, the committee was satisfied that these projects are proceeding with the transparency and inclusion that are specified by the Due Process Handbook. Secondly, we were given an update on the progress of the Effects Analysis Consultative Group, which is close to publishing their formal recommendations. The DPOC was quite supportive of the constructive dialogue that's been fostered by this group, and we'll examine carefully any ramifications from their recommendations that suggest that adjustments to the Due Process Handbook are necessary. It looks at this point as if these suggestions will lead to tweaks in the handbook rather than massive changes. Third, we received a progress report on the discussions between the IFRS Foundation staff and the ISB board regarding proposed changes to the due process on IFRS taxonomy. While we were disappointed that the project is not ready for public comment, we're pleased by the direct involvement of the ISB board in a number of trial runs in the process in order that the board can feel comfortable with the proposed new process. We were reassured that the running of trials will not affect amendments to the IFRS taxonomy that the committee approved last January, and the DPOC looks forward to the successful conclusion of the trial run in December of this year, and the proposals to take forward an invitation to comment on the proposed new process as soon as practicable, which we hope is very shortly after December. Finally, it was a long meeting. Fourthly, we conducted an annual review of our consultative groups. We're pleased with the smooth functioning of most of these groups. We noted that a call for nominations has been issued for the proposed new transition resource group for impairment of financial instruments. This is following our agreement in principle to establish such a group in April. We approved the ISB's proposals to disband several groups that have reached the natural end of their cycle. This includes the Financial Instruments Working Group, the Expert Advisory Panel on Impairment, and upon release of their upcoming report, the Effects Analysis Consultative Group. We received an annual report on general due process matters, including the transparency of comment letters and ISB papers, and the level of dialogue with securities regulators and other financial regulators. We were pleased with the consistent adherence to the due process requirements during the year. We suggest that the transparency of this report could be further enhanced by including summaries of outreach meetings discussions in next year's annual report. And finally, we received no correspondence from outside parties since our last meeting in April. With that, Michelle, I'd conclude and offer to answer any questions that anyone might have.
Hey. Comments or any question on this report? Well, I think this completes our meeting here in London. I would like to thank you all for attending. It was, as you know, a rather difficult meeting because it took place in a very specific environment where we had to manage the relationship between Brazil, the Netherlands, and Germany, but nevertheless, everything went well. I would again reiterate our thanks to the staff, to Miranda, David, and the team, and Mark and Alan, for the excellent organization of this meeting and more specifically the organization of the event that took place yesterday in memory of Tommaso Padoa-Schioppa. And I wish you, for those who will have holidays, nice holidays, and we will meet in Mexico in October. Safe way back home.
Thank you.
Thank you.